Hilchos Tumim, there are four separate things that are very important to know. One is the Shri of a Grid, one is Namakal Tumo, one is the Savoidim, one is the Shri that came from Oysa Mokum. This Yud covers two of these aspects. One is the Bigday Savoidim, one is not being Makabal Tumo. This Yud starts off with the Gemara of Samach on Beis, Machloikis, and Nechemio, and Nabi Yaakov. Something is Namakal Tumo, and they don't make Gzer upon it, of the Loch of Kisamim, they don't make Gzer put upon it. Machloikis. Alocha lemaisa the Raivin is machmir, the Raivin shak, some pastors like of Yaakov, he holds that the home were good, like some, even something that's not double makabal tumo. He has a right to it. Lemaisa, all the Rishonim disagree with the Raivin, they quote the Raivin, they argue with the Raivin, and they pass like of Nechemio, the double should not makabal tumo, the halacha is, we won't put the halacha of some put upon it. And the floor is basically, or the makor for this, the chum are saying that a ketem etem is mutum in atayro. She has no agosho. They were machmer on kesamim. Hey mamu ve hey mamu. They're the ones who say kesamim to be machmer. They're the ones who come along and say, and something is not being makabel tumo, they'll be makel. Be a dover. Let's say something is a chashash agosho. Avad the loch does not apply. The host of feud is talking about stafka somebody who has no chashash agosho. The 100% to your bottom, the chum will make. If there's any chash gosha, they'll be machmer. Any chash real, they'll be machmer. Therefore, if you look in the Heineken's realm, they start giving a gedder. Let's say your Isha sees a lot. We'll get to how much a lot is. Therefore, a lot, it's not considered kesem, it's considered real. They see a lot. It won't be nichol, it's halacha and sifyut. It won't be nichol, it's ahead of any makabal tumo. It won't be nichol, ahead of vikit tzavoinim. Why, the whole time halacha is dafka by kesem with sustaining, and not a case of real. We are, by our notion, with Manenu, have a chash agosho. Women are not sensitive. Therefore, when they start seeing a lot, they'll be machmer. And we'll give that loch of water, a chash agosho. I didn't, a chash of a deraiso. Now, the numbers they throw out is a dollar bill, half a dollar bill, whatever different size they give. As the Rabbi Forrest writes in the Sefer, the number they throw out is mamash made up, comes from no place. Now the Yisoid Evan agrees, again the Yisoid Evan agrees, you can't walk in with a dripping wet, you know, big day to void him and say, big day to void him, no problem. That's Klor, Avada, it's her vet, it's her rear, it's a time to see, Avada will machmer. Now the shell is how much, what the gedra is, sometimes when they are, let's say, nursing, they're only more machmer because her rear, the amount of ear is a little bit less than her regular case. But again, the Yisoid of the interviewed is dafka ketzum loy rear, but the rear of shasha gosha with Aaron Oshim is manenu. If it's less than, if it's a small amount of Avada, we make all. A lot also, if we know 100% is no kosher, also would be make all. The problem is Manenu, Noshim, whoever he is, they're not sensitive, and therefore have a chashash kosher will be machmer. So again, how much, it really depends upon the case, the person, the rub. But Lamaisa clearly, everyone agrees that Kesem, Lamaisa will be make all. A real will be machmer, the shell is what the get of a year is. Some nursing when they, again, when people, some people nurse, they don't see. Some people nurse, they see with a very light reel. Therefore, sometimes a rug will be on a regular issue, she'll be more makel when she's more than half a dollar bill. I mean, that gets be more machmer because that's her reel. She's seeing it once a month. Once a month, she sees a very small amount. And once a time, that's her best. A regular issue, after 20 days, she saw a small amount, the same amount, be more makel. That's not her best. It's not a reel. Again, every case you'll have to judge who the rov is the case, what the Yisoid is emes, the question of what the gedder is. Again, we come on halacha that clearly something's not makabel tumo, will be makel. Now, do you ever see it to be or not? You have to check yourself. You saw on the beggar, it's not makabel tumo, you saw on big dates, avoid them. So a person checks themselves. So we discuss this, the kitzur, by someone who sees less than the gris of their time is gris, more than our gris. You have to check themselves or not. Now first, there is a Mishnah very clear in Dafi Gimel Manal, the Mishnah where it says, Kol Yad Hamav Livdak B'Noshim Meshubechas. The Mishnah Dafi Gimel Machlok Yishonim is that done by Taharis, or by Ibn Labailo, we pass through Ibn Labailo. And therefore it's clear that the Mishnah says that Isha should be Maba to check yourself, even once you start. Now, B'Manenu Anoshim don't do that, either because only Meshubechas, or because they maybe have scratched themselves and mess themselves up. But Lamaisa, there's clear Mishnah, it's Meshubach. The question is,
they didn't scratch themselves?
What? They seem to be tougher women. Don't know.
Today we're not bokeh v'dam. We're going to be machmer on some domim, and therefore they're not to check.
Shulchan Aruch went down with halacha, even they were not bokeh also in time of Shulchan Aruch. So what you're saying, Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to say that. For the Maisa, the Mishnah says it's Meshuvach to check themselves every day when you talk. Now, Mitzad that halacha, avada that loved after Yevam, whether you saw a big etzavoinim, or makabel tumo, or any time, it's meshubach. So Mitzad that, l'maisa, let's put up the side for now, and leave out the meshubach part. The first thing I have to check, so it's discussed by the case of a less than the gris, l'maisa, the first thing I have to check, so first, to be clear, it goes on Moshe's mahalach, from the Tarshish Shlomim, that he paskins, you know, 100% came in Gufa. You look down, you see it coming out, and less than the gris, the Moshe is Mutter, Simon, and Torah, Simon, and Abonim. So, Torah Shlomo, Simon Kufay Gimel, Machlok, Torah Shlomo, verse of Torah Shlomo, the Ivan. If you know 100% can be good, if you look down, you see it coming out, it's less than the grist of Samaya Torah. Moshe Paskin, it's Torah. According to Moshe, to do a Badika is mamash meaningless. So what happens? It'll come out, get less than the grist. So, you made a chash, a gosh of the right, you mavar nothing, because it would have been stayed inside. It's Mutter anyway, less than the grist is Mutter. You bet me via nothing. So according to Moshe, there's no havmin at all to do a bedika. The only tzad to a bedika is not the cholkim. Not Moshe is no havmin at all. One thing you're doing, if you end up doing a bedika, you can find less than the grist. So what happened? You just metam yourself. Why? There's absolutely no reason. Because it stayed inside. If it came out, it would be mutter, even without the bottom. What? Not mistam, but fine. Then it could be. But the etim, to check the case of less than the grist, let's say let's go on the case discussed last week, that still is no point. The Ravaz says, well, go check yourself and less than grist, because not the grist of those times. Mama's blessing yourself. Mama's no point. That's point Aleph. Now, even in that case, the Maestri look at the Skrull, he says to be Machmel, but he only ends off while to Mishnah. Call Moshem Mamaba to Lintai from Mishubecha, he only says to be Machmel to Mishnah, otherwise, also he seems to be Mekel. But both know Maestri, he's Machmel, he's also over there, because he holds. What?
Otherwise,
no,
this is a mission.
No, sir. The stamma says nothing to do with that. Didn't miyuch because he saw a lesson in grist. Go check yourself because the mission says anyone who checks those meshubach. Even if Vosn is machmor, there's only shitasa because he holds the grist is the etim of the zmanenu 5-6 millimeters. Otherwise, said echam to be mekel. Finally, the ashes have to be machmor. That's the case in the lesson in grist. What about big dates of him or by not mekabel tumah? Now the loch is you found more than grist. That's clearly you found more than grist. Live down there, do you have a chiv to check yourself or not? Now, first, Stimus Kola Poliskim, there's been a Shulchan Aruch, there's been 500 years, there's been hundreds of stories written on this, and no one says, until the past 20 years, no one says a person should check themselves more than what the Mishnah says. Stimus Kola Poliskim sound like there's nothing more than what the Mishnah says, that the Gimel, you have to go check yourself, and Pashas is no more Indian than what the Mishnah says. That's the Pashas. Aleph. Lloyd, according to a motion before, usually going to find less than good. Mamash can gain nothing out of it. Mamash gain nothing out of it. Motion tells you shlomim. That's second. Third is the maestro. You've been betting with all the abonim over here. She had no agosho. Talk about the abonim. She has a chepkes taro. The abonim won't matama her. We have no ma'amoku, no makar to matama her. I know. Yeah. Homo not goes there, right? It's clear what came on the bag of the tar. He's saying maybe there's something inside. Less than a grist, it's fine according to Moshe. You assume it's inside more than a grist, fine. You get a eshlevure of what? Ishline. Meister, see what the place was filming to Mako. Now, those who come along and say to check. Now, look at Mr. Trialtic, they caught him down, he says to check. He says very simple, he says it's a mission, Dr. Gimel. So to bring him this girl to my mock and says to check, he says he's saying nothing more than the Mishnah. The Vazna also says the Khor is no point to check, also nothing more than the Mishnah. This is Biashiv. Now I saw Shir the moment he gave over. He says he's on Biashiv and he says he spoke to him twice. Biashiv is the Khir to check yourself. So Khir. Now the fact that for numerous points. First of all, the Shmer Sarah brings on Biashiv. Loisha Tara brings down the Yashiv. They both say it's a Roy to check, not the Chiyav. So that's Aleph. Second, the point of Chiyav, because there's no Avonah, it's a Pella, there's no Maramokim, Lalocha, no one says it, there's no Makar for it. Even Roy, Venochin to check, no one says such a thing. There's no point for it. Is that about in that thing with Machli? But Machli tell Lebracha, that thing with Machli, he says to check itself. Machli Lebracha will be Machli, up to Ashba. That's Mishubecha. Go on. You want to tell me it's a Mishnah, go tell me the Mishnah. Don't tell me you have a Chiyah to check yourself. Don't tell me it's a Reva nothing to check yourself. You want to tell me Mishubecha? Go ahead, go Mishubecha, it's a Mishnah. That's all the time. Nothing special over here. And this girl's right. You go check, well, it's a Mishnah. Nothing more than a Mishnah. What's the chash? We don't mind. Again, it's Mitzvah is motor, Minabon is motor. Chesed Tara, what is he more than the Mishnah? Rav Nizkel says, forget, Nichol the Mishnah, whatever the Mishnah says. Now, if you want Raya's to it, first of the Locha Kidua is that first of the Hotam coming Torah, she's saving herself, the person comes to my Sham and says, go wear big days to Vainim. And fine, every time she's saying herself during the Zainakim, we're Machman Zainakim, not to wear big days to Vainim. If you have a hard time, we'll make old. Wouldn't be make old. We're big from she sees time, just not go check yourself. First you can come from the Masham, but rather the minute is rather you have a hard time being tired yourself, but we're big days to Vainim. Of course, it's clear from the place, come not that way.
We have only a little Peru, which is connected to the story.
You have no thing to go check yourself. According to the real Rashi, you have to go check yourself. It doesn't add up. Well, I just want to say, Eifer, I saw they bring down, he has a letter, he writes, Tame, Eifer, I read, they say, Chiyab Ziko, is it Nochem lived like, there's no idea where they're coming from. He says, I'm a shamish, all the Gdeli Yishlaim, Loi Shemana, Loi Minu, Shum Dover, any time they bring the Rav, they divide him, not Makabal Tomo, and they say, no problem. No one says not one word more than that. Now, he says, Mashamish, all Gdeli Yishlaim. So, I haven't found anyone who says yeah, except for B'yashiv, either Zechir or Nochay, and the steamers are placing across the board, the Chorus sounds not that way. That's the fact. But again, we have a Locha, Namakabal Tumma, Big Day Tzvoyim, Lamais, Vemekel, Vedika, Pasha, you don't have to do Vedika, again, unless you have the Mishnah, Meshubachas. Now, what's the Tzvoyim for something not being Makabal Tumma? The different Tzvoyim among the Ushonim, three different Tzvoyim, the two main ones are being down the faces and the Ram. There's a chakir over here with an afkamino. What's the side of not being makabel tumah that being makel? Is it a din of the siyog of hilchas tumah, or is it a din of the siyog of hilchas nida? Which one is it? The way how the Ram says it over, Maito, the reason why being makwa on the beggar is the makrim become a tumah, and therefore the beggar itself is tumah, therefore the beggar is going to be tumah, she herself could be tumah, it's siyog of hilchas taras. The look at the beggar tumah, she'll be tumah, the beggar tumah, she'll be tumah. We go after the beggar. That means we're not looking if this chayfet is makabel tumah. We're looking if this dam causes tumah. This dam, the isha comes out, she has dam. If this dam causes tumah, then we'll be machmir on her. If this dam does not cause tumah in this case, we'll be makel upon her. That's the Ram Shito. Tesh goes another way. Tesh says we look at the chayfet. The chayfet can be makabel tumah. Why is it yok vilchus nido? If the chayfet can be makabel tumah, even the goyim, again, the dam will not make this chayfet be tumah. But since the chayv is shayt to makabel tumah, therefore the ish will also become tumah. That's what Tosfos says it over. So what's the avi nafkamina negoyim? You have dam upon the wall in Eretz Yisrael that the shayt of this wall to makabel tumah negoyim. The dam is not going to make a tumah. According to Rambam, there's no shaychus. According to Rambam, there's no tumah. Just like that's not makabel tumah. She herself also won't be makabel tumah. My saying according to Tosfos, the chayv is shayt to makabel tumah. Therefore, she also will be mekabel tumah. So we have again a halacha is not mekabel tumah. The reason for it is either it's a halacha that the chayvet has to be mekabel tumah, or the halacha is this dam has to be cause tumah. According to the Ram, the dam has to be mekabel tumah. The Ma'aseh of dam is not to be mekabel, not to cause tumah. She'll be will be mekel in her. If the chayvet has to be mekabel tumah like the goyim, they'll be machmir upon her. That's machlokes Gizran verse Tosfos. The third Malach, the Rashba, it's not Motzli, but those are two Malachim, the place coming down. Now, the Mina, where they're coming from, is the Gemara's case in the Nunches, that the Isha, that she threw a Shetzisa, and the Shela was, is the Gemara says, what she do? You should walk back and forth, see if Dam will fall upon the Shetzisa. Alamaiso, why? Is the Shetzisa, is a Kli Oreg, they weave with it, it's not Makabel Tumah. That's the Kasher among the Rishonim. The Ravid says, you know why? In Islam, we don't pass him like Rav Nechemya. That's the Marmokim to be Machmir. That's the Ravid. Or another way, on another option, you say we don't pass him like Ravu. That's also no one saying we don't pass him like Ravu. And that's why the Ram does not bring down the case you should see so. The way Tosfos answers, he says, very simple. It's the Kabul Negoim. Even though this Dam won't cause it, the Kabul Tumah, but it's the Kabul Negoim. The Ram cannot answer that. He gives a different terrorist. He wants to say it's the Klebul, maybe it is the Kabul Tumah. The Dam won't cause the Kabul Tumah. So they're all coming from the Gemara Shishita. Each one has the Oma Alaf. The Rabbi says we don't pass the Lech Nechemya. One says it's Mekabel Negoyim. One says Mekabel Tumah. Why? Because the question how do you understand the Gemara and Daf Nechaz? Point. I'm kind of Chelik Alaf. Maestro, we have the Gemara Mekabel Tumah not Machlokes. We passing it's not something's not Mekabel Tumah be Mekel. And Pasha, you have no Chiyah Bediko, no Nochin, no Ritzoy, nothing more than the Mishnah.
This is after this over there by the case.
the shefty of the beggar, which the kabbal comes to God by the God.
Right.
He doesn't say that the kid, any kid can be kabbal from someone by a bite. Any kid is standing by a bite, and the bite comes from the stomach. That's why they clear out the house first.
That's true. Is that true? I'm all kelim or only metal and like that? All kelim goes well. Plastic,
sure.
Everything, abundant. That was the case. He says, well, yeah. He doesn't discuss the bayit. I'm asking. I have to. Yechmud of tumah. I'm not sure. This is, next point. Mamish same thing. Just say the kitzur of hilchos tumah. The shach says ayin hilchos tumah. The Rambam. I don't know it, but the kitzur the place can bring down. In a certain case, you're going to get to apply what of. Again, we're learning kesamim, but the kitzur of hilchos tumah. You get it to us. First of all, what's paper? Paper again. There's really a shell. What was paper made out of? And what is Bizman Chazal? What is Bizman of Yalachonim? What is Bizmanenu? But the place can clearly say Bizmanenu, our paper is not Makabal Tumor. Again, why the stories are so different? Stories out, so all the place can say, our paper is not Makabal Tumor. Second thing that again, the Hilchot Tumor is Semagef and it's Katsu Makabal Tumor. So that Mice is Machlokes, the Rashi says it is Makabal Tumor and this girl says not. Again, ain't kind of claim exactly why. That's Machlokes Katsu, which will get not being the worst pads are. Pads are made of cotton. That's one another Shiloh. What is plastic made out? What's the lack of plastic? The mice of plastic on make on plastic. What's nylon? Big day nylon is machlokes. Barashulch or Moshe is it mekabel tumah? Not mekabel tumah. They also discuss nylon made out of different materials. Shiloh. The shear of gimel al gimel. If it's klipishtin, everyone says gimel gimel is plays. If it's shari kalim, other thing not pishtin, if machlokes is gimel tvachim or other things. That's one shiloh. Also another shiloh is if you make it muchad. For this size, you take a bedikah and you cut it for this size, even though it's less than 3x3, is that it can be a locha that's mekabel tumah not? But I still think that machlokes is two different places, and he doesn't seem to have passed clearly what the locha is. That's not a shalos no of hilchos tumah. Another point they bring down is negate hilchos tumah is true that we have a locha of plastic or nylon not mekabel tumah, but let's say by a big day plastic, big day nylon made out of godim. There's also seems to my focus to begotten, there's a special reaper in the pasuk that says all begotten makabel tumah. Also that's my focus, so everything be machmas, some of you want to be mekel. Fine, those are things you have to know when you want to apply to the not makabel tumah. Just the kitzur will come down near, clearly we're being mekel, plastic with mekel, begotten mice is a shiloh, 3x3, the size is also a shiloh. That's what comes out of the kitzur, yes, we'll help us to the tyro. Now just, we'll bring it back down later to apply it to different cases. That's Tumah Tyra. Now, how do you apply which Tumah we're discussing over here? Tumah Deraisa is clear, is Mekabel Tumah, therefore also by some also the same thing. What about Tumah Derabonon? Because Kachu brings down the Behuda, a rope from the Machman, say, case of Tumah Derabonon, the Mice will also the same aloha, it will be Mekabel Tumah Derabonon, therefore have the aloha of some Mekabel Tumah by her also. Mice doesn't want to argue. That Dine Weiss wants to argue with Bosnian, a lot of Maisa is not Lahakal, Tai Sol, those want to be Mako only one time, the Xero Xero. Some of Maisa is Xero. And Mikal Tumud Abonin is also Xero. Xero Xero, Maisa want to be Mako. Aloha, what they're discussing is let's say you find Dam on Meriglaim. Meriglaim is not Mikal Tumud Mina, sorry, only Mida Abonin. The Bosnian says, not Lahakal. Chodeshani said, "What are you talking about? You're a bond of Adiyah Machma." That's one case they bring it down to. Again, this Shiloh Mekabel Tumah, which derives of Adiyah, the bond is Machlokes to a place from a Machma. Those who want to be Mekel. A second Shiloh had applied the Tumah is the Tumah Negoyim. Again, we said, "Look, Machlokes places versus Iran. What's said over here? Is it the Chavit of Mekabel Tumah, or the Dan has the Mekabel Tumah?" The way how the Shaf brings down, he brings up from Taisis. The halacha is like Taisis that something Mekabel Tumah Negoyim will be Machma. Otherwise, we will be Mekel. Now, the Kamino Pesach discusses, what about a house? Now, they make into Machlokes, Gdol HaKoinim, about what the house is, if it's Mekabel Tumah or not. Now, Yesh Lodin is really Machlokes. You can say it simply, if you read the different Makoris, it really depends where you're coming from. And the Arshon bring down, the Yashu goes this way, by the Shulchan, all these one Machal, between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaret. And Eretz Yisrael, there's no Tumah Segoyim, and Eretz Yisrael is Tumah Segoyim. Then it'll be Ashen to bring down in Shuvah, but he says that in toilet bowls in America, Vali can be Mekel. Now, it's all you get involved in the whole Lachim to Mr. Goyim, maybe you have to be Machmer. Now, it sounds like the place from Achoshu this way for Tesis, the Shaf brings it down, so Mahalakh of Tesis and the Rosh. And therefore it sounds like even though those won't be making with the Kirelis, the Ikka, they won't go to the Locha, you have to follow the Kolom of Negoyim. If Negoyim applies, if Machmer doesn't apply, doesn't, you can be Mekel. Now that means again, just like you have to learn Hilchus Tumah, now you have to learn Hilchus Negoyim. I don't know Hilchus Negoyim, but what the Bada brings down, he says, the house has to be made out of Ofer, Eitzim, and Avonim. Does that mean that each one altogether? I'm not sure. But if it's made of those things, then it's a problem too with the Goyim. If not, you don't have a problem. Now, your toilet seat, Maisus Mei Cheret, that has Ofer inside, if it's all three together, Lechura doesn't have. If it's separate, Lechura does have. I'm not sure. They do bring down the Yashuv as Choshes and they on the toilet pole. Now, it sounds like Ats Negoyim.
Hold on, Karka, that's what.
So what? So the Karka is again. This item, the one that eats him, is a Kabul Tumor, but that might have passed exactly in the Kabul Tumor. So therefore, you have Dhamma, that would save you, you married to Shaw.
Chubra Karka doesn't matter what the terror is. Chubra Karka is
it's about the Karka, but the mice, that's not eat him, one of them, and eat him. So the toilet bowl, of yeah, so I'm not exactly
the
sure.
Seat
the seat itself is plastic, the front of the bowl itself is I think, fourth one, right? I'm not, you have to learn Hilchus Negoyim to be clear, and mice of it. I'm not sure. We don't have someone else to go in. Those are two things again, not our corporate right now. But again, this halacha of how to apply the tumah, the get of tumah by us, the chur of the ik and the pasha applies to the chayshu v'chayshu shita. If the goyim applies, who would not apply also in exile? Mashik in the chutzlo. It's not again the whole entire shayla. Now that's why they got to point out that if you read the Ramah, the Mosu in the case of Beis Hakisei, Mechaber not being known in the case of Hakisei. Does the grass know why? Because Mechaber lived in a stone class. He has a problem with the Segoyim. The Ramah, he lived in a Chutzlot. He has no problem with the Segoyim. Therefore, he can say all Beis Hakisei is not a problem. Mechaber does bring it down because he has a problem. He has to know what the loss of Beis Hakisei is. It was Mechaber. It wasn't the house. It was Mechaber. What was it made out of? So what was it? What was it made of? Fine. It sounds like. And therefore,
it's
the guy. Is it? Oh. Right. Well, the guy. I'm asking. Amar says it because he doesn't care what's made up. He doesn't care whether it's the guy or not the guy. It's a chutzpah. The cover is ten. But fine. That's another. Nochi is negated to mekabel tumah. What happens if mekabel tumah itself is not mekabel tumah, but it's upon something that it isn't mekabel tumah? The case of the Siddhartha is she's sitting on something that's plastic, let's say. The plastic is on top of something that is Mekabel Tumah on metal. The loch is Siddhartha wants to be Machmer. He wants a sign enough the Ram Shita, sign off place for Shita. Either way, he wants to be Machmer. That's his Mahalach. Now, the place can discuss, they come from the Chet Chinuch and says, what are you talking about? There's no Tumas Master from Kli to Kli. However, in the case of an Autumn, the place can say it is Tumas Master. So, where's in the Gaya? Tisha, let's say, is not Mekabel Tumah, because paper. Paper is not Mekabel Tumah, that's what Halach was Venenu. She's wiping herself with it. She is Tumas Masa. So does Tishu have a locha not be Mekabel Tumah? Well, no, Bimach looks to the Maisa, she's holding it and she isn't Mekabel Tumah. So shall we pass on the Siddur Torah or not? Read the Chodashoni over and over, you pass on the Siddur Torah, the Maisa is Machmer. Is Machmer pads for that reason? Is Machmer tissues for that reason? Because the Maisa, she's carrying it and therefore she is being Mekabel Tumah. Others of the Maisa argue and they disagree, the Moshe and the Briashim and Vosner, they pass not like the Siddur Torah. And therefore they hold, would not have this problem by tissues or by pads, this problem, maybe other problems, but this problem they would say, mice and tissues have not been Mekabel Tumah, and therefore you can't be Mekel. Another thing Shaila discussed is the Oichel Mekabel Tumah before it got wet, so mice are not Hochshul Mekabel Tumah. So Bada points out, it's very good, but the dam itself is Hochshul Mekabel Tumah, the dam is one of the Zayimashkin. So mice still ends up Sarachim, so one of the Zayimashkin is dam. What? Again, you have to know too much to know to answer the question. Not sure. Yesh v'ayim. So again, the get to the lochas of what tumah we apply over here. Do Rabbanu Roy for Eskimo Michael? See the Torah on Ein Mekabel Tumah, Pa Mekabel Tumah is Machlokes the Paiskim. But the Machmer, the Goyim, the Paiskim seem to be Machmer, like the Shach brings down the locha. Oichlin Yesh v'ayim. Fine. Now, the whole point they discuss, this Indian of being machmer on Mekel in Mekabel Tumah, what happens if you find it to be May vest? It's a vest, it's a flogger, chaydish. I'll be machmer that day also. Come on, the Paiskim, they say the Simas of Paiskim, might know it's Mechalik, a vadik to be Mekel. Now, you have to do a bedikah on that. Again, Rabbi Yashin says, you have a chiv to bedikah, others say, what are you talking about? We see no Mar Mokfrid, maybe it's right, but in this case, Mike says, you don't have to. It's not. But you have to, the bedikah of that day, you have to, not more than that. Yeah, we actually call the Shitasa, his Malach, Rechi Bedika, Shasha Gosha, but my other Poskim seems to go another way. That's the Stimus of Poskim. Just mention three cases how to apply these halachas. One case is a pad. Pad, everyone discusses, the issue is a pad. The first thing we see is why in the world is she wearing a pad and bringing it to Rav? If it's during 5 days, she's Tomei. If it's afterwards, why should the Zainakim, why she wearing a pad for? She thinks she's Torah, she's not getting dumb. Oh, why she wearing it anyway? So Yesh Lod in the Matthias, why exactly she's wearing it for? If she thinks it's about to happen before a period, that means she thinks it's going to happen, she feels it coming. So, she's coming anyway, Pasha, she has a Hagosha, or she has a Vest Hagosh. Fine, but whatever reason she's wearing it, brings it to Rav, what's the lock of the pad?
Oh,
we'll get to each case. So first, if it's on the pad, fine, first letter she has a pad, and it's less than the grist. Now we mentioned that Rasha Shito, and he holds that if you put a pad, but it's a mock between Machma. Now, if you go through the different from, they bring him down, his get is like this. If you know 100% it came from your girl, for example, you put onto your underwear, you put it on, you took it off, you checked, it was you have dam there, you have your Machma, Shasha Gosho. Let's say the way a woman usually wears this, she puts it on the morning, at the end of the night, she takes it off, and in between she went to the bathroom twice, so she pulled off her legs two times, you don't know 100% it came from her, maybe it came from somewhere else. Once there is a tzad, even Liyashu said it's back to lock of something that can be makel. Liyashu is makel underwear, makel on pads, it's had the lock of the summon. Less than the grist, but he himself is to be makel. So that's why you bring to Talmidim a pad or underwear, less than the grist, they're makel also. Unless you know 100%, you checked, you put on, 20 minutes later you checked, after you saw it down, they'll be machmer. Because Shasha Gosha. But you never know 100%. The way you use it is not 100%. That's first the shito of Liyashu. Now, the less than a grist again, a vadi be makel. That's not a shayla. The shayla is more than a grist. If a hetter, that's not be makabal tomo. So you have to really discuss five separate shaylas. One shayla you have to know is what's the loch of katan. Katan makabal tomo or not? Of hoikiz apoiskim. Of miskuel, of riashu, what's the loch of katan? Then those won't be machma. The shayla levi says, maisi, you have to be machma, chab katan. A second shayla you have to know, even a katan can be makel if it's kashuva discusses the loch of levedim. You stick things together. So our katan and pans are really stuck together. Is that nichel in the lachal of Vedim to be machmer not? And that's what Yashu says you have to be machmer. Those who want to be makel says, I need to throw out. A third child, you have to know something used to, you use it only one time and then you throw it out. Is that a shen kli or not? The Moshe wants to be makel, others want to be machmer. A fourth child, you have to know is when you stick it onto your beged. Is that lachal now? It's tough to the beged. The beged is a kli. The beged of Abed Makabal Tumor is the pattern being Makabal Tumor not. Also, the Yashu Meister is machmer, others are Moshe Meister is makel. A fifth shaila, if no, do you pass from the Siddur Torah or not? Kodesh Shani says, a pad is machmer inside the Siddur Torah, and others are Maisa Mekel. So the five shells and pads, five separate shells, you have discussed a local of Maisa. Someone said, Maisa, you have five separate reasons to be machmer, you have to massage them all together. Others say, you look at each one by itself, each one is meaningless, five times zero is zero. Fine. You ask whoever what to do, then those who are Mekel, those who are machmer. Now, so the more machmer, the more America, the more Mekel. One thing, that's the gate to pads. Negate the case you find, let's say, on the toilet, not, without wiping yourself. That's not a separate shayla. Let's say you found it on the toilet. First, you have to know one shayla. Does she have a gosha or not? Shasha gosha. They say if you look after a minute, you don't have to be shasha gosha. In a minute, of shayla among the achoinim, do you have to say you have a shasha gosha? Like the one in Zanum Vayfed. Maybe she thinks she had a gosha, except to mask with the married lime. You have a shasha rice, so you have to be machmer. A second shayla is the toilet bowl itself makabel tumor. They ding down the Rambam and said it's not even makabel tumor. However, a third shayla discusses that's after those toilet bowls that were not makubur. If it is makubur, they say, then it's not being makabel tumor. Another shayla that discusses is where the toilet bowl is, and they shall put for it. Next shayla discusses what's the loch of the goyim. And they have to know the klum of the goyim. Another shayla that discusses, let's say you find it in the water. Is the water makabel tumor or not? Very place can say the water in the toilet bowl is makabel tumor. If you find the dam in the water itself makabel tumor, they will say you throw it out. Won't be makel. Very place can say machmer. Let's say you find the water on the meir glaim. You have to machmer not. Depends upon if the meir glaim is the tumor drabonon, or we machmer tumor drabonon. Let's say you find the dam upon soya. What's the loch in that case? The place can say soya mice is not being makabel tumor. So this is again a different shells. You have to know what's the loch of tissue, dam and tissue. The place can say makel. Why? Because it's not being makabel tumor tissues. However, except you have promised to the Tyro. The Tyro is holding it. And the local shell is what the lovely passport is to the Tyro. So again, these are shells you have to know by the case of a toilet. Same thing, you have to know what the local is, she wipes herself. The first, the cloud, number one is farming down, don't look. Now, some people not say we have to look. Fine. First, don't look. Number one. Number two is if you look, if you're going to have to look, the by pink, by red. Therefore, even when she looks, she herself should not be able to see anything. If she sees something, she got a problem. If she's just very red, she'll have a shiloh. She has to be as well. But usually, if it's she buys pink, she won't see anything. The first thing, don't look. If you have to look, buy pink and red. Third of all, they say is, I feel different slowing down, wait a minute. Because if you don't wait a minute, you have a problem of shasha gosha when you wipe yourself, maybe it's merik lion, and if you have a dinner of deraisa. So if you have to look, and it's not going to be red, then wait a minute to be a dinner of bonum. What's the dinner of bonum amount? So far, I'm passionate to be less than a grist. More than a grist, you have to get involved in the shell, not makabal tumo, or is makabal tumo. The shell is like, so out, nice, let's say against on white, with more than a minute, what's a locha is more than a grist. The first, what shall I discuss is, that again, if it's one shall I discuss is, first of all, is that mokum is body from Makoilus or not? So the Matthias, they say how women wipe is that they don't just the wipe that oyster mokum itself, they wipe around the area. Once you wipe around the area, the whole time you guys not body from Makoilus, you're not going there. She only would wipe that area, and if not, we don't have a trauma of a shash of a itzer, the abominant pashas, and she'll be tomate. Now, it is interesting shall they discuss. Let's say it's on a boston, it takes it from a boston and puts it on the floor. What is that aloha? It was on the bus, you put on the cloth. So do you look at the bus aspect, or you look upon the cloth aspect? And if it's not being mekabel tumo, the maestro of Yashim wants to be machmer, Chesha Eivud wants to be machmer, the way place can seem to be mekul, the maestro is found on the non mekabel tumo, the maestro can be mekul.
On the bus.
So here the Sabbath Manila is it should be Makel. But Mitzvah calls to Machmim which says, my Sabbath is where it should be Torah, it should be Torah. And we always know it's coming from the Gulf. Watch me Machmim. They want to say Sabbath life. We know the Sabbath came from the Machmim Torah. Again, each one as far as where each one's coming from, those are shells again which they throw out. Fine. Adkan.
Kind of
fine. So Adkan basically is the Sugya of Makabal Tumo. The stories are thrown out, different places say different things, and each time really you have to throw off or learn it yourself a third and fourth time, and then maybe you're passing yourself. Next thing is Ziglai Tzvoinim. That also is Machlokes the Gemara, that's a Machal from Beis, Machlokes. If the Gemara is discussing Dafka Taris Labailo, only even Taris Labailo, Dafka is Taris the Beged. Everyone says Dagma Vava brings down the three different Rishon LaMachmor, the Aravon, and the Ramban. And the Bein Simcha, Hagam the Ravon, Yishlotim, because someone says the Torah Sefer, they really the Ramban, so we left the two Rishonim. The next year, the Maaseh, a different Rishonim want to be Machmor and say the Bible to be Machmor only to beg to be Mekel. Maaseh, the Roy Rishonim, a Pesachim, so not the way, and the Chayim Noigim, Kiyidua, they were Mekel and Bigdei Tzvoinim to be Mekel totally. The law is that Bigdei Tzvoinim will not be Mekabel, Bigdei Tzvoinim won't be grazed upon the Ksamim. Now those who want to say Machmor to Allah Bracha, the Rashba, the Bala Shulchan seems to go this way, but Be'ikim Maisa on Hogis, we make all on Big Day Tzavoinim. Now again, do you have to do a Badikanat, same thing we mentioned before, and before the Yashav says Bechiv, or the way for Roy, or not anything to do, however, Pash, seems to place him, come on, everyone seems to go this way, there's no point to a Badika, the Chomer will not go to put upon it. Now, by Mekabal Tumo, it's called the Mechaber, it says Logozu. By Gris, we Paskin Logozu. What is Big Day Tzavoinim? Is it like Gosu? Or is it Maisa? It's not Nikku, therefore it can be Mekel. Now, the Mechaber says, by Tumo like Gosu, Masha Enkein, he says, Rechein hu adin by Big Day Tzavoinim is Tzahar. Maisa does not say the word like Gosu. So first, they point out, why does she not have a chiyev to this? Take it off, peel it off, or take a white tissue, and take it off, go Mavar, go see if it's simple, if it's red or not. The pashtus is logosu. That's the pashtus of the hemshich of the mechaber, and numerous places coming down, the pashtus of the rishonim is logosu. Not the yisoid is that it's a tliya and therefore we make it. It's not nicker. If so, go mevar. Go take a tissue, put it there, go peel it off. Therefore, the pashtus of the place coming is you don't do that. Why? Because logosu. Now there isn't this girl that the Yaman gets chiddush. She says you have a chiv to peel it off. Don't say that. Might the place call them and excuse them and you know my mocha for it. Maisim ikir, you don't peel it off. Why? Logosu, logosu. Where do we see you have a chiv to go peel it off by Mekabel Tumo or by Gris? Maisim, logosu, logosu. That's the pashtus. Again, same thing. They also discuss a similar case. Let's say you have it on the Big Day Tzvoinim. Maisim, let's say you put a tissue there or your finger, you touched it. And all of a sudden came red on your finger on the tissue. Again, the pashtus is the one grazing. Therefore, later on, you see it on the white thing. The maaseh again, the pashtus is the one grazing. Therefore, locha to be mekel. Now, what's the getter of Big Day Tzivoinim? The words of Rashi on the one Samachalaf on Beis, he says, it's not Nikra that's Dam Gomer. Everyone tumble upon Rashi, what does it mean, Dam Gomer? It's not complete Dam. Not complete Dam. What do the words mean? So the different ways among the Achoinim, probably I'll go with the easiest way. Zman HaGemara, Zman HaChazal, there are four Dam that were Matame, four Reds that were Matame, all other Reds were Tor. The Gemara and Daf, the test discusses that there are Reds 100%, you can look at them, and they were able to Mechalik in Dam LaDam. They were able to Mechalik in one Red and another Red. They were very similar, they were able to Mechalik. Also became along with Machmer. Anything is nice, Labimus, or Machmer, because we cannot tell the difference between which Reds are Reds. And what the Epshan Rashi is, that on any big day to avoid him, when you put it upon something that has color to it, red on top of it, any you cannot tell it's Dam Gomer. You cannot tell it's Dam of Bezman HaChazal. True us, we can tell, we can look at it, we can see it's red. But our red is better than not what we hold as Tamei. What red is Tamei min HaTorah? The red that Chazal said is red, there are four different types of red. If you look at the Gemara discusses, it depends if he's less than 20 years old or over 20 years old. If he's less than 20, that red will be Matame. If he stubs himself and red comes out, that red is Tamei. And above 20 will be Matara. If I remember correctly, that's what Gemara says. So that means they're both red, they're both coming from stone, they're both, everyone, no one will tell you otherwise, not red, except if you know it's a Machal, the red, one's redder than the other red. One's redder than the other red, the different color is red. So the mice, if you put them upon a big day to vote, you will not be able to tell the difference between the Dam, which one Dam is the Dam of Chazal, which one isn't. So Rashi is saying it's not Nikka Dam Gomer, not Dam Gomer. Therefore, the Pesach can discuss, let's say it's Nikka that it is Dam. Those who want to be machmir, how big away place can say, Maisi, it's Nikka Dam, so what? We're not going to be able to avoid him. It's not Nikka the Dam Gomer, it's the red of Chazal. And therefore, even though you see it's congealed like Dam, and it looks like Dam, it has the color and the flavor of Dam, but it's Shiel, Maisi, it's a big day to avoid Chazal, we're not going there. That's the Ikub Sakh Dan Hogger. What happens if you find upon a beggar that's red, and on the other side is white, with common Ishul wear Tachainim underwear? And sometimes in the middle area itself, where Mamash, we don't want to be white, wet, we don't want to be white, but it happens, they put a white cloth there. So what does Isha think? She'll just wear inside out. Inside out. So what happens? So the black and the blue is touching her Oysa Makram. But let's say, what happens? She sees Dam and it goes through, and the white also becomes red. So there's the fellow Chafan, but Ethmi wants to make, he says, well, I could first when it hit it. It was the Gate of Vinum, wasn't the Makabal Tumor, and like it went to another tissue later on, and therefore when you see the Maitre, when a tissue, white tissue, to be Makal. Maitre, place can say not the way, because Maitre it's all one bag, it's all one thing, and therefore if it's white on the other side and it gets through, it seeps through, the Maitre has to be Makar. Therefore, what you should do is not buy the Tachtonim who have this white area, and even inside out, before you should not wear it that way, either color out or color it in or whatever, I don't know what to do. Maitre should not wear it. Not that I know of. Yeah? Not the reason, but women it doesn't apply kosher to shekha, right? That's what I was going to say.
Doesn't apply. If you wear it one by one, and then the other way the other time, if you start wearing it that way,
now forget, you're allowed to wear the Byzantium. Those one time, you're allowed to wear the Byzantium because it's love in there. And all women who do wear the Byzantium, they don't have a problem. No, there's not interesting to have also, there's a shop says in Lachos of Chukas Akam that they should not wear black or red out in the side. So you have to know why big that when women do wear black or red out in the side before you should not wear it. Also maybe from Chukas Akam. Fine, that's also a seven channel.
What?
In Simon Kuf, I in test, the Ramah brings down that women should never wear red, it's the son of Tznias. The shop brings down Kuf with Tznias, the Bayah of in the side of Kabbalah. So before that means even undergarments should be the same problem. He says black and red. Now our women, as far as I know, do wear black and red. What happened to the study in Kabbalah? Not sure. The loch over there is talking about on women. Women wearing red. It's not sneer sick. The loch is by women per se. Fine. Noch shall negate the big day to avoid them. A lot of times you have tachtonim and lamaiser that are colored white, or they have different designs to it, they have white stripes to it. So the shell is, what's the loch in that case? If the two beings are makleikis, that at least, if the two beings are, that's in the three sheetahs. There's one sheetah who holds the mitzaref everything together to be machmer. The second sheetah who holds that the white be mitzaref, and therefore it's machmer the white if it's kigris. And the third sheet that says he's not even mitzaref. The grass sheet that says that even the two whites is something in between, not to mitzaref anything. Maisa had a paskin, Ramosh Maisa is machmer, Vyashu is machmer, Vos is machmer. They say you have to mitzaref even the color. So the shenim doesn't want to be makel or shulchot, but some Maisa makel. It's all different rovs, people do different things. It really depends. If it's really red, usually a rov is machmer. If it's in the late rovim, the rov is usually more makel or hakel. The Maisa should not get into the salam again. Should wear a taftanim that are completely one color. Now, what color is to the color?
Maybe tangle as long as my wife.
Oh, so what color is color? Your question. Now, to be clear, it says in Shulchan Aruch, big day tzivayim. As far as I understand, tzivayim means anything that's colored. Colored. If you just want, the Gdolei Chachamim are very clear. The way how the Chachamim Zadim writes, he writes any ishar tzivayim, any color. The Shulchan writes any color. The Grad writes any color. Lech Vesimlum writes any color. As far as I understand, the words of any color mean any color. I have not found that to ever mean otherwise. So what happened with Manenu? They come along with Manenu and they discuss what about light colors, pastel colors, light blue, light yellow. The Vosa starts off saying, Avada 100% all colors, any colors are makel. However, light blue, light yellow, that's white. Now, saying a nice lotion, I don't understand. Maybe Dan Chodeshon said the same thing. He says, Avada, all colors you make. Well, my son is a light color, that's white. Now, also, they bring down Biyashim. Now, Biyashim, what they bring down, I'm not sure, Talmidim said over that way, was put on the print that way, since we're not the way, I'm not sure what to do with Biyashim. But look, Echshiyah, the Vosnev, the Sikrelitz, then my son, the Paiskim, and I saw there the Chodeshoni and the Shir Shevel Levi, and once those two came out, my son, two speed, and Hogan, I saw it's to be Machmer. Now, so, first, to argue the points of the other side, first of all, until 20 years ago, no one ever heard such a thing. There's not such mahalach. All the pleshkim are clear saying, they're saying, la dafku red, la dafku black, hudin shad, tzvayim, other colors are other colors. For oide taina, that's Pshan Rashi. Rashi says, what? It's not nikadam gomer. That means on a light blue, on a light yellow also, you cannot tell the dam of chazal. The people might see those four to be machmer. Void, simat ha-pleshkim, the words of chadnish, talking about in other cases, the fact that Pesim was sasim, and they said nothing otherwise. You're living a nichshol to call yourself. How can you be a sasim for 500 years, hundreds of swarm, no one say otherwise? What? Light blue? The word of Avos is light blue. Light yellow? I don't know. All the colors. People say Eitzol is machmer. Now, in Eitzol, there's also Dain Fisher. There's also Tzitzel Yezer. If you want Minchas Asher quotes Machmir, he says he doesn't understand what the world they're talking about. Says Rashi otherwise. So even in Eitzol, there are Gedolim who seem to say Shad Tzvayim means Shad Tzvayim. The word anyone says doesn't say otherwise. Like you just teach the word Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says Bigdei Tzvayim Loi Lavan. So that's Bigdei Tzvayim. As far as no Bigdei Tzvayim means anything else. Begets Tzvayim. Begets Tzvayim Torah. There's no other way to teach this word unless you don't teach the word. But myself. In America, if you tell them any pastel colors to be machmer, usually they laugh at you. And I tell myself, the Chodeshon, even and the Vazir says otherwise, fine, you want to be machmer, call kavod. Otherwise, the machmim needs higher review, where exactly they're coming from, what's the bond to it. The Chod is not even a car to be machmer. Literally, not a fire stick. Love. Yeah. Now, there is another point they do discuss. What happens if a Tchilas Priyosa was that way, that color, let's say, or a Tchilas Priyosa that way, is the Chokmah Sodom wants to be Machmer, breaking the place from Agu, again, they're coming from Rashi, and the so if it's not Nikas Dam Gomer, therefore, even Tchilas Priyosa was that color, it also won't be Mako. Now, there is one challenge that some people in Chabura asked me. If let's say she wore a Taktoinim was white, she wore red on it, was left a grist tar. Now, so afterwards, again, another Dam. She wore red again. Now, is that big day to divide him? So it's red because she's a dam. Don't know. Could be. I hear why, yeah. Don't know. Interesting title. Another time they discussed the biggest tzivonim were makel. What happens if the beggar was red and he called it white? Big day tzivonim. Beva to it. Meister, the Argyle Achem discussed this point. Biggest tzivonim are machmer because he said the biggest tzivonim means and not white. Meister is white. And therefore, any white, even if it's called the Meister tzivonim, are machmer. Now, one other point they do discuss is a chumrah of Sam Sefer, and it's from the Sugya of Sam Sefer, says that any beggar that's Samach Lagof, he cannot wear bigger tzvayim. Bikkur's Maramachim is that there are three Rishonim that are machmer Big Day Tzivayinim. The Gemara's case is talking about Big Day Elyonim, because they want to be making Gzeirah against it by the Zman Chulim Beis HaMikdash. The Gzeirah obviously was Big Day Elyonim. So since we have no Gemara to be Mekel, therefore it says, we have a machmer and Begodim Samach Lugos. And those who want to be machmer, Bikkur the place to Amai to make it, Kiyadua, to all Tassanim will make on, and the words of the Chazanishas again, Seemeth call a pleiskim, and if so, they made a nichshel the klai yisrael. How can they say otherwise? Even the chadnisah the vadi can make all the pleiskim you do. We're not going to be makele a big day tzivanim or samach lugos. Now the loch is that big day tzivanim were makele and the dover makabel tumor. It says the word dover shayin makabel tumor and says the word big day. What about big day tzivanim? What about klai tzivanim? Caleb says big day tzivanim. What about Caleb tzivanim? It sounds on top of a klai that has tether to it. Now there is an official one. The machmor, however big the place can come to Lashon Rambam. Kalim that tzivayim. Rambam clearly kalim. What's nafkamina? They discussed. We mentioned it last week. What happens if you find upon isha kushis? What's the loch upon her? What's the loch in that case? They want time though. The word shochanok is big day. The garden won't go there. Kalim won't go there. What about you find upon her herself? And my sedam is not nicker. The first what? Or sunburn. So we'll get to. That that's been what you just said. We'll get to three different reasons why the machmer. Each one is logical. The Chassam Sofer says yes to machmer. He has a tshuva. Why? He says the Chassam Sofer again. Daniel Weiss says tshuva to machmer. He says the Chassam Sofer says on a bag of some of the goof you have to machmer. Calls came the goof itself. So he back to me says we choish the Chassam Sofer. He back to me wants to be choish for it. So he says calls came the goof itself. That means he really circumvented the shiloh. He says what happened to Ishtar Kushis? Because Chassam Sofer is machmer even on the bag. Calls came the Ishtar. But most of you argue in the same place. Yeah, so you have no ma'amokim. The second ma'amokim to be machmer is the Chodashani. He says, since you can peel it off, you have to be machmer. Because he holds, if you can peel off any big day tzvayim, you have to be machmer. If he says you go, you have to be machmer also. They can place him go not the way. The whole big day tzvayim, you don't have to peel off. A third ma'amokim they want to be machmer is they come from the Chokhmah Sodom. He holds something in Teva naturally. The law says you have to be machmer. Again, the place to argue. Not going to also be a sunburn. You give yourself a tan. That's not natural. You gave yourself a tan. Let's not argue. That's natural. Hush is not natural. So my said, three places in Wadi Machmer, for three different reasons. Each one before we don't pass that way. Loch Lamaisa. So the Sefer Chok is man. He brings down from the Yashiv and others that they want a taino. That really depends. The Isha is really a kusha. It's very dark. He says, not me tell the head to big day to the voinim to make all. The head to be tell the mice is not nicker. Sefer is not nicker. He comes out of Vata Mitzah Big Day Tzivayim. You have no heter. But the Maitre, it's not Nicker. She's dark, it's not Nicker. And the Maitre, he's still there, Rashi's still there. Therefore, he brings down from the Yashiv and he brings down from others, Chaim Pitkel Scheinberg, Sefkel Sefkel to be Mekel on the Ishvat Kushis. It's not Sefkel Sefkel, it's not Nicker. I Esh Lavuri, I'm not sure. I'm not sure whatever happened to Esh Lavuri. It's not coming to the Big Day Tzivayim. I'm not sure. One very important point, the last point, what's the loss of Big Day Tzivayim? What's the loch of Big Day Tzivayim on Yemei Vest? So again, the Pesach can say clearly the fact that we have seen with the Pesach, no one says otherwise, and he found a dam on Big Day Tzivayim on Yemei Vest, Maisi can be Mekel. The Shaila is, on Yemei Vest can be Mekel, Yemei Levoina on the Zayin Akima, Vada Minig is not to wear Big Day Tzivayim, unless for Shas Tzachak, whoever tells you she can get pregnant, whatever reason, normally Mekel, otherwise we're Machmer. Now, what about on her? On Yemei Vest, she let her wear Big Day Tzivayim. Again, she finds Dam on a Big Day Tzivayim, Lamaisa, she's Taru, on Yemei Vest. That's what I can say clearly. But she will let her wear Big Day Tzivayim. The Shaila is how to read a Pesach Tshuva. Pesach Tshuva, at the end, last Dikul, he brings down from the Muda Kesef, it says, Avgdei Lahatil, Bemei Nidosa, Bemei Levayna, Lord, you cannot wear Big Day Tzivayim, on Bemei Levayna, Zainakim, that's Poshit, we don't do that. And the main nidasa. You now wear Big Day Tzivayim to save yourself from main nidasa. So what's the word main nidasa mean? When she's a nida, when she's a nida, she's tamay. It's not being matzul from anything. What's the main nidasa mean? Those who want to tie up, the main nidasa means you may vest. You now wear Big Day Tzivayim on your may vest. Now, but ikka, see what's the place. But not the way, the place can sound like you're allowed to wear Big Day Tzivayim even on your may vest. Either because the tshuva being done, the would catch him otherwise. The way the Chodeshani says it over, he says, Avada, if she's wearing it, she does not have to change. But Lahacha, to put on Big Day Tzivayim on your May vest to save herself, that he says is also. Because we wanted to check, to find out if she's Tamei now. The Mechaiva do Bedikin sometimes, depends on the Gedu, one Bedikin, two Bedikin, which day, a Flogi or a Chodesh. We wanted to know, to do Lahacha, That's also, that could be nichon to the word selachatzalelchu is also. However, otherwise, she happens to wear it and change, she has no keys to change. But that's the simut of in life is she is allowed to wear big days to wear him, and therefore, even if she sees down, big days to wear him, we're makel. Vaisa Sifil Alva Sifil Zayin is really one sugya, there's a lot in the base basis, the page itself is not too much, and we'll try to do it in 2 days, that's what we'll
Yeah.
So again.